Today in the church calendar, we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven. So, difference between the ascension and the resurrection. The resurrection, he ascended from the dead. He became alive again. The difference between the ascension and the assumption is that the assumption is what Mary did. It's a passive verb, so it's something that was done to her, while the ascension is an active verb. It's something that Jesus did himself. Jesus was able to ascend because he's God. So, the ascension is always celebrated 40 days after Easter. We go through the passion, death, resurrection, and then for 40 days, Jesus is present to his followers after he rose from the dead. In his resurrection, he's present to them, and then he goes up to heaven. And as far as we know, Jesus in his bodily form doesn't exist on earth anymore. When I was praying about this, I was putting myself into the situation. Maybe I was one of the followers. I was there watching Jesus go up into heaven. I kind of found myself becoming sad. I saw myself having this kind of longing, this kind of confusion, this misunderstanding of why he's going away. I saw myself as one of the disciples, insofar as I left everything to follow him. For 3 years, I see Jesus doing his teaching. He's healing people. He's performing these miracles. Then we go through the passion, death, and resurrection, which was incredible in Easter. And then he comes back. And then for 40 days, I'm with him again. And then he leaves. And it kind of brought a sadness to me because I saw it as this separation, this kind of misunderstanding of how are we supposed to continue on this mission, which we hear in the gospel. Jesus is commanding his followers to continue on this mission when he's not there. How are we supposed to do this without him? It doesn't seem possible. The only reason anyone followed this group of Christians was because of Jesus. So this separation really brought me sadness. And the answer is that the ascension isn't about a separation. It's not about your kid goes off to college and you have this longing to see him and you're just kind of waiting in expectation for him to come back. That this time of the ascension until the second coming isn't this expectation, really, insofar as like you're waiting for someone to come back or this separation. It's not that Jesus became more distant to us. He wasn't going to a place, but he was going up to heaven, and he was actually becoming closer to us. By Jesus going up to heaven, he actually became closer to us. The sadness that I experienced in the prayer wasn't the sadness that the disciples experienced. The verse that we hear right after the first reading, which is from the Acts of the Apostles, is that the disciples returned to Jerusalem rejoicing, happy, joyful, spreading all this news. That the ascension was more so confirmation of Jesus' resurrection, and they felt closer to Jesus once he ascended. And he says this over and over. He says, you know, I will not leave you alone. I will be with you always. And then he leaves. You kind of wonder how that's able to happen, but it's where he's going. It's not a place. It's to heaven. What the ascension does for us is that it increases our hope in actually getting to heaven. It increases our hope in getting to heaven. Think if Jesus didn't ascend to heaven. Let's say he rose from the dead, but then he didn't ascend. Our thoughts about Jesus would just remain here on earth, and that would basically be all of it. But the fact that he ascended into heaven is, it gets us thinking about heaven, desiring heaven, wanting to get there. That's what the virtue of hope does for us. The virtue of hope increases a desire in us to get to heaven. And the ascension increases that hope. It says that Jesus went there. He was down here in human form. He paved the way for us. And God willing, if you listen to all the prayers, it's all about us following where he went. So during this time of the ascension, we're supposed to grow in hope. It seems kind of hard to desire heaven. Because when we talk about heaven, I can't give you something really concrete to think about saying, this is what it is. What I can say is that it's beyond your imagination. It's something that supersedes your imagination. When you say, will heaven be like this? I'll say, yes, but it's going to be so much greater than that, right? It's going to exceed your expectation. It's going to exceed your longings of anything you can have. And that's not really satisfying because at times we don't really know what that looks like. We have these choices in front of us. The choice to go to heaven and the choice of these immediate pleasures right in front of us. And I know that these immediate pleasures are going to bring me happiness for a little bit of time. And I know what they're like. And it's easier to choose these than to choose the desire to go to heaven. It's like the little kid, the experiment that they do of, you know, putting one cupcake in front of him, and he says, if you wait 10 minutes, I'll give you two cupcakes. And that's basically our entire life with all these little decisions, either for or against God. We have these immediate pleasures right in front of us, and we say, yeah, that sounds good. I really want that. I know that that'll bring me happiness. But this delayed gratification of heaven, of being able to withstand these temptations to actually achieve heaven, is completely worth it. That's the entire Christian life. And being able to withstand these temptations to be able to attain heaven, the ultimate goal, which is so much greater than any of these other little things. So on this Feast of the Ascension, let us keep our eyes on heaven. Let us understand that heaven is something that is so much greater than we can expect. And that may not be satisfying to you, but it's true. If in your mind you're thinking, you know, is my dog going to be in heaven? You know, am I going to be able to eat my favorite food in heaven? It's like, you're not even going to think about that. You will not even think about that because heaven is going to be so much greater than whatever that is. So let us grow in a desire and longing for heaven, especially in our desire for heaven over these immediate goods, these temporal goods, and see that Jesus paved the way before us, that we will follow where he went, that he is our example, and that we really do long for him, and it's the virtue of hope which increases that desire for us.